Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We'll call to order the Government Oversight and Accountability Committee today for Monday, March 6th. And thank you for being here. We'll come to order, and Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Baxley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Here.
Senator Galvano? Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Here.
Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Grimsley is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance record and give it to our administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And now we'll do a few bills today. First of all, we'll take up committee substitute for Senate Bill 210 on public records. Senator Pasadena for public guardians, your representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you. What's that? I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Thank you. You can call me that. That's fine. We go way back. Public and professional guardians are appointed by the court to manage the persons and affairs of an incompetent person, normally called the ward. They lack capacity, and they occasionally become disgruntled, as does their family. They have threatened and harmed public guardians. For example, in 2011, Ward found his guardian's home address through the Miami-Dade property records, called the police, and told them that the guardian was going to commit suicide. The police came out. It was a ruckus, and it was all done just because they were unhappy with their guardian, and the list goes on and on. So this bill would make the is a public records exemption for the identifying and location information of current and former public guardians and their spouses and children. And that's the bill, and there's one amendment.
Okay, there is one delete all amendment, barcode 3163004, and you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Simply, the amendment deletes some language that your staff in there caught that should not have been there to begin with, and I want to thank you have a good staff and good thing they caught it.
Thank you. Any questions on the amendment? Any appearance cards on the amendment? Okay. Debate on the amendment? Any objections? Seeing no objection, the amendment is adopted. We're now on the bill as amended. Do you have any questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? You recognize Senator Rader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How is the First Amendment Foundation on this bill?
You're recognized.
They have not weighed in on it.
Any other questions of the sponsor? Seeing no other questions of the sponsor, do we have an appearance record? No appearance records. Any debate on the bill from the members? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close, Senator Pasadena.
I waive close.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 210.
Senator Galvano? Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, committee substitute Senate Bill 210 is reported favorably as a committee substitute.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's take up tab two. Senator Stargell, you're recognized to explain the bill. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 346.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill allows business entities other than corporations to register fictitious names, requires the Division of Corporations to provide notice of renewal to registrants of fictitious names at least 120 days prior to the expiration, and adopts into current statute practices of the Division of Corporations, and there is one amendment.
Okay. Well, the one amendment is barcode 334308, and, Senator, you are recognized to explain that amendment.
It's just basically a technical amendment. It changes, it says, clarifies that the registrant provide its document number assigned by the Florida Division of Corporations rather than its incorporation number. And it also changes to the words on or before December 31st instead of just before.
Okay. Members on the committee, are there any questions on the amendment? Do you have any appearance comments on the record? Not on the amendment. Debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, any objection to the amendment? Seeing no objection, show the amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Seeing none, do you have any appearance records? Okay. Greg Black, Business Law Section of the Florida Bar.
Wave and support.
Thank you, sir. He waves in support. Any others? Seeing no other appearance records, any debate on the bill by the members? Seeing no debate, Senator Stargell, you're recognized to close.
I'll waive my close.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 346 as amended.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, committee substitute, Senate Bill 346 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Members. As a committee substitute. Now, we have Senator Gibson here with a bill, Senate Bill 612 on federal matching funds information. And you are recognized to explain the bill, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. This bill allows us to make, or the legislature, to make informed budget decisions regarding federal programs that offer funding matches to states that participate in such programs, and allows us to maximize our potential and not have federal dollars that would come to Florida go to other states. That is our money to draw down. And so it requires state agencies and the judicial branch to include information in its legislative annual legislative budget that identifies programs that receive federal funding in the form of matching funds but do not maximize available federal funding, identify the amount of additional state and local matching funds that would be required to maximize federal funding, and a list of federal funding programs for which the agency or judicial branch is eligible but does not participate. And that is the bill.
Thank you very much. There are no amendments. Are there any questions on the bill of the sponsor by the members? Okay. Are there any appearance forms on the bill? No public appearances. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate. Senator Gibson, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive my close and ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. And Senator Gibson, having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 612.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. So by your vote, Senate Bill 612 is reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam. We will now take up Senate Bill 1020, Collective Bargaining Impasses, by Senator Powell. And, sir, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members of the committee, for allowing me to present this afternoon. Senate Bill 1020 changes the timeline for the legislature's resolution of impasse in the collective bargaining negotiations between public sector employees and the state. The bill expands the timeline that the parties have for continued negotiations of issues at impasse before taking them to the legislature for resolution. It allows the legislative committee that hears the issues at impasse to meet during regular session rather than the interim. And it prevents the committee from having to conduct public hearings between the time of New Year's and Christmas. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay. You've heard the bill explained by Senator Powell. Are there any amendments? No. Are there any questions on the bill by the members of the committee? There are not. Are there any appearance forms to speak regarding the bill? Thank you. There are none. Is there any debate on the bill by the members? Seeing no debate, Senator Powell, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I waive chair. Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Chair. Senator Powell, having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1020.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 1020 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Senator. Okay, we're looking for Senator Simmons. He's got a bill coming, but he is in another committee. He'll be here shortly. So, Vice Chair Senator Artiles, I'd like to turn the chair over to you so I could take up a bill.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Let's take up tab 6, SB 764, on tax exemptions for first responders and surviving spouses by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Chairman. This Senate bill will add the definition of cardiac event and revises a definition in the line of duty, and it's created to revise a procedure for denying exemption so that these folks can receive those benefits to which we think they should be entitled.
Thank you, Senator Baxley. There is one delete all amendment. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to explain amendment barcode 451138.
And as a matter of fact, I think I just described the amendment rather than the bill.
So are there any questions on the amendment described by Senator Baxley? Seeing none, do we have any appearance cards on the amendment?
Not on the amendment.
Not on the amendment, on the bill. Debate on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? If no objection, see no objection. Show the amendment adopted. Tamara, can you please call the roll on the amendment?
Was there an objection?
Oh, we adopted it. I apologize. We are now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Do we have any appearance cards? Yes, we do. We have tax exemption for first responder Gary Bradford. Gary Bradford waves in support. Are there any more appearance cards? Seeing none. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. This bill, as amended, does provide an exemption from ad valorem tax for certain first responders who are totally and permanently disabled, and I appreciate your support today in supporting these families who protect us.
Thank you, Senator Baxley. Tamara, please call the roll on SB 764 as amended.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Chair Artiles?
Yes. By your vote, SB 764 is reported favorably as a committee substitute. We are turning back the chair, back to the chair. Baxley, you have the
call. Sir, I appreciate that. And now we will take up under tab 7, SBG 7022, Governmental Oversight and Accountability. This relates to state-administered retirement funds. And I have asked our staff director, Jay Farron, if he would explain this proposed bill from our committee. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate proposed bill 7022 establishes the contribution rates paid by employers for each class of employee participating in the Florida retirement system beginning July 1st, 2017. The contribution rates in the bill are a blended contribution rate that's annually set by statute, which is the same percentage regardless of whether the employees participate in the pension plan or the investment plan. The expected impact of the actuarially counted rates is about $150 million spread across state agencies, universities, colleges, school boards, counties, and other governmental bodies that participate in the FRS.
Okay. You've heard the bill explained. Are there any questions on the proposed bill for Mr. Farron? Okay. Seeing there are none, are there any appearance cards from the audience? There are none. Is there any debate on this proposed bill? Okay. Senator Artiles moves that SPB 7022 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objection, Tamara, please call the roll on SPB 7022.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artiles?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. By your vote, SPB 7022 is reported favorably as a committee bill. We have one other bill on the agenda, Senate Bill 404 by Senator Simmons on legislative ratification. And we're going to take a short informal recess while we wait for him to appear, as he is detained in another committee at this moment. Committee meeting. We are going to reactivate the committee. We'll be back in order. And thank you, Senator Simmons, for being busy. We're going to call on you to present Senate Bill 404, legislative ratification. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, Senators, SB 404
exempts the adoption of workers' compensation maximum reimbursement allowances and manuals approved by the three-member panel from the legislative ratification requirement of Section 120.541, parens 3, which is the requirement that in the event that there is a an impact greater than $1 million, that it would require that it go before the legislature for approval. And as we can see, the workers' compensation is one based upon the you know, the reimbursement for medical services that are provided.
All right. There are no amendments. Are there any questions on the bill for the sponsor? You're recognized, Senator Rader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator, it's my understanding the three-member panel has only had two members for over 2 years. Are you familiar with that? And if you are, have you ever thought about putting an amendment onto this bill, something to force actually the governor to appoint someone after 2 years of waiting?
You're recognized.
I am familiar. The CFO has asked me to carry this bill, and I am aware of the circumstances that you're referring. I'm not getting into that kind of issue. All I want to do is provide for the mechanism that there will be the ability to deal with you know, proper compensation to physicians and other medical providers that is consistent with the work that they're performing. You know the difficulties that we have with respect to even getting physicians to provide care and services for injured workers because they're not being compensated appropriately. And so I think that the genesis and the reason for this is, of course, to assure that these hard working individuals who have been injured are able to get medical care.
Thank you. Are there any other questions on the bill? You can file a bill, Senator.
I can also file an amendment.
I won't encourage him any more than that. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Any appearance forms on the bill? We do have Kimberly Rensby here. From Department of Financial Services waives their support. Thank you very much. Any other appearance records? Any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Simmons, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close.
Thank you, Senator. Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on Senate Bill 404.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Artillis?
Yes.
Chair Baxley?
Yes. So by your vote, Senate Bill 404 is reported favorably. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators.
All right, members, that concludes our agenda for today. And Representative Rader moves we rise. Means